Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiyya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, develop the habit of patience against sufferings, calamities, and adversities. This virtue of patience is one of the highest values of morality and nobility of character, and it is the best habit which one can develop. Trust in Allah and let your mind seek His protection in every calamity and suffering, because you will thus entrust yourself and your affairs to the best trustee and to the mightiest guardian. Do not seek help or protection from anybody but Allah. Reserve your prayers, your requests, your solicitations, your supplications, and your entreaties to Him and Him alone, because to grant, to give, to confer and to bestow, as well as to withhold, to deprive, to refuse and to debar lies only in His power. Ask as much of His blessings and seek as much of His guidance as you can. Try to understand my exhortation. Ponder over them deeply. Do not take them lightly, and do not turn away from them, because the best knowledge is that which benefits the listener. The knowledge which does not benefit anybody is useless, not valuable, and not worth learning and remembering. My dear son, when I realized that I was getting old, and when I felt that weakness and feebleness are gradually creeping into me, then I hastened to advise you as to the best ways of leading a noble, virtuous, and useful life. I hated the idea that death should overtake me before I tell you all that I wanted to tell, or before my mental capacities, like my bodily strength, are weakened.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's to my brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was the first divinely appointed Imam. He was the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, and he was the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam in his era was one who represented and manifested the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, better than anybody else on this planet. That really in itself is a very big statement, and it is a commendable statement. And in all reality, we will find that all of the Muslims will attest to that fact, that he was the closest to the Messenger of Allah and the Holy Quran as compared to every single other person on the earth during his era. And perhaps this is why they are considered to be the divinely appointed imams, and they are considered to be the divine successors to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, because they are one with the Messenger of Allah while everybody else doesn't even come close. Now, one of the things that we find when it comes to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this idea that Imam Ali alayhi salam, we never see him commit a sin, and thus him being immaculate and infallible. It's interesting, but His Eminence, he says that one of the signs for one to be considered to be ignorant is that they commit things which are forbidden, things which are haram. Now, it's really interesting, because most of the time we consider somebody who is ignorant to be, you know, somebody of, for example, a lower class, or somebody who doesn't have enough knowledge, somebody who doesn't have wisdom, somebody, you know, who, for example, does not know social norms, or these other kind of things that we find we label somebody to be ignorant. But here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that one of the things and one of the signs that a person is ignorant is that they commit things which are forbidden and things which are haram. Now, that's really interesting, because how many of us in our daily lives end up committing sins? We end up doing things which are forbidden. And so here, of course, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is teaching every single one of us to follow his universal persona. And even though Imam Ali alayhi salam didn't commit any sins, and perhaps that level is very difficult, if not impossible, for us to reach, but in the least, we can try our very best to not commit the regular sins which we are committing in our lives. And so in this manner, we can follow, even if they are baby steps, in the steps of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Hey, تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
كل صبح وكل شراب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We are on two sides. Either you love Ali ibn Abi Talib or you hate Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's if you know Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that is why we find a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. أنه قال لعليٍ يا علي لا يحبك إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضك إلا منافق. He says, oh Ali, no. That those who love you, that is a sign of iman. Yeah? And for those who hate you, that is a sign of nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts. Now, we need to look, before we describe what is it about Imam Ali alayhi salam that makes him loved and hated at the same time so much, we need to have an introduction to understand this whole idea or this concept of this jazibiyah, as it is known in Arabic, this attraction. You know, when you meet a believer, for example, it is something which attracts one another to the believers. And this is an automatic attraction and repulsion. Another story that I remembered today while I was thinking of this is when I was in university. And we were taking a course for criminal justice. It's a huge auditorium, a few hundred people. One person looked like an Arab guy. We started talking to one another. And in the first day we were talking, and he said to me, what's your name? So I said, Ja'far. Now, my brother's Ja'far is a Shia name, yes? And I asked him, what is... And he smiled. He gave a little smirk, yeah? So I said, okay, this is either good or this is bad, yeah? So he said, what is your name? He said, Abbas. You know the first thing we did? We hugged. That was the first thing. Why? Because we had iman in common. Yeah? We knew that we had something in common that was stronger than anything else. Now if he was another name, maybe we still would have hugged. Allahu A'lam. But I know that this attraction that I felt for him was for his iman. And that is why we became close friends. So this attraction is there within us where people who have similarities will find attraction to one another.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.